Psalm 85. Lord, you have been favourable to your land. You've brought back the captives of Jacob. You've forgiven the sin of your people. You've covered all their sin. You've taken away all your anger. You've turned yourself from the fierceness of your anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you keep your anger to all generations? Won't you revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Well, I think this is relevant to the exiles when the Jews were in exile in Babylon. And whoever's writing this psalm is one of the faithful, and he's saying, oh, you know, bring us back, return us, take us back to the land. Don't keep being angry with us, forgive us. Well, they didn't actually repent. That was the trouble. The exiles didn't repent. And all the same, God tried to sort of force through his plan with them. And this king, Cyrus, said, Jews, you can all go back. And I'll give you money and materials. You can rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild your temple. God bless you. And do you know what? The majority of the Jews said, nah, we prefer the soft life here in Persia. So here's this person praying, oh, God, send us back, get us back to the land. Well, okay, when he gave them what they wanted, they didn't actually want it. So if we ask to be in God's kingdom, I mean, do we actually want to be there? Do we actually want to live forever in his kingdom?
That people don't obey God and do what he says and don't listen to any Christian. He will die forever.
That's right. If we don't obey God, we will in the end die forever. That's right. But God doesn't want that. And so God can bring you back. He can bring you to his kingdom. But you've got to want to be there. That's the point. I will hear what God, Yahweh, will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people, unto his holy ones. But let them not return again to folly, that is to idolatry. But they did, you see. They had their idols with them there. Ezekiel's always lamenting that. Surely his salvation is near them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth will spring out of the earth, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give that which is good, and our land will yield her increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. So, yes, God was willing to do this, to give them even repentance, to work on their hearts, to set their steps back to Zion. But as I say, they didn't want it, most of them. And even the few who did return, when you read Haggai and that, they just built their own little houses and made them very nice, but weren't bothered about the house of God. You read Ezra and Nehemiah about all the problems and all the weakness of those who did return. So the question is, do you really want to be in God's kingdom? Even if we pray for it, oh yeah, may I be in your kingdom, oh yes, send Jesus soon. It's a verse in Amos where Amos says, for what end is it, the coming of the day of the Lord, that you so desire? So you can say, oh yeah, I want Jesus to come back, but you really want him to come back. Because when he comes back and his kingdom is established, that's the end of all our hobbies, of all our careers, of all our, what we're doing in this life. That's the end of it. All our houses that we've tried to get just nice for us. That's the end of all that. And some people won't actually want that. They'll be like Lot's wife. It's time to go. Leave. Quick. Don't look back. And she did look back. And Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah, a pillar of salt and sand.